T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The embodiment of Christmas. The spirit of Christmas is in the room because the Brundage babies and their mama are in the room. Well, only one of them, Andrew. Only one of them. Jordana and Paul, David at the helm. And joining us in studio is Shaletta Brundage and her oldest, right? Andrew, are you the oldest?
Yes, ma'am.
Andrew is the oldest son. So he is the oldest of the 4 Brundage babies that you can see Shaletta tweet about and Facebook about all the time. You guys, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having us.
And
such
thank you for coming.
To be here. Oh, we are so happy to
thank
be here.
Thank you for
so
restoring
delighted.
Our faith in humanity.
That's the truth.
At least I'm speaking for me, but man, I saw this story and how you stepped up and it warmed my heart. I'm sure it warmed a lot of other hearts. Andrew, tell us how this got going. What got in your mind here? And tell us about these special sneakers, these shoes.
And so, just a backstory, if you're just tuning in, it's because Andrew donated, Andrew and Shaletta's kid and all the kids donated to the victims of the fire yesterday at the Drake Hotel. I didn't mean to cut you off, honey. You go.
So it was at a Minnesota Timberwolves game back when Kyrie Irving played for the Celtics. I had gone down to the tunnel, and I asked him to autograph my shoes, and he autographed them for me, and I was really excited about it. And so we watched the game, we went home, and I just had them up in my closet ever since. And so yesterday, we were on Christmas, we were watching the news. We had just turned it on after we had opened all our presents, and we saw that there was a fire in downtown Minneapolis. And so we decided to go down and donate to some of the people who lived at that hotel where there was a fire and just help them out, donate some stuff so they can have at least a little bit better Christmas. And so we all picked some Christmas toys to donate, and I got my snowboard, and that was the only thing I got. And so I wanted to get something else, so I went upstairs, and I got my sneakers because those meant a lot to me. Kyrie Irving is my favorite basketball player. He's the reason I started playing basketball. Hmm. He inspired me to play basketball. So sneakers meant a lot to me. And so I took him and my snowboard, and I got him. We got in the car, and we drove down. And there was one kid I saw. He didn't really have much on, just a light jacket and a hat, some pants and some shoes. And I asked him if he had lived there, and he told me that he had lived at the hotel. And so I decided that he deserved to have something for Christmas instead of just being homeless and losing his house. So I went over to him, I gave him the snowboard, and I gave him the shoes and hoped that, the shoes inspired me, that it would help him just through tough times, help him keep going.
What was his reaction, Andrew, when you did that?
He gave me a hug, he smiled, he was really thankful.
Okay, so I'm now in a puddle of tears. Shaletta, I see you watching.
Girl, don't even come over here because I haven't had my nerve pills today.
Can't even stand it.
Girl.
Because that was so beautiful, Andrew, what you did. Because you know that those sneakers aren't going to save his situation. And that snowboard, he might not know how to snowboard, but your gift of generosity of things that meant something to you that were meaningful, that could get him through hard times, is the true spirit of Christmas. And that is so beautiful. And Shaletta, I'm crying. And I know you witnessed your children doing this.
Let me just tell you.
Did you guide them? Did you?
I didn't do anything. I was pulling up the rear. And everybody was coming there, and they were just dropping stuff off at this fence. You know, there was this fence and this parking lot, and they were dropping stuff off, and a lot of people were pulling up, and they were dropping off, jumping back in their cars and leaving. And so my kids got out of the car, and they popped the trunk, and everybody took the gifts that they decided to donate. And Andrew was jumping on and off the buses, you know, the where the kids were, and he was looking around. He really wanted to find a kid that was about his age, about his size, to give these shoes to. He didn't just go like I would have done. If it was me, I would have just left the stuff where everybody else was leaving the stuff, and I'd have walked away. He went, and he was led by his heart and his spirit to find a child who looked like him, was about his size. And he gave those shoes and that snowboard to that child. Girl, I could.
And Andrew, to my understanding, that the snowboard was your only Christmas gift this year. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this might be a little embarrassing for the heir, but he only got one big Christmas gift.
He only got one big Christmas gift, girl. You know the teenage hormones, girl. That the teenage hormones keep you from getting a whole lot of stuff.
Well, to us, it sounds like Andrew is the best behaved child in the world.
He is, on good days.
So now, so Andrew, then walk us through that, honey. You gave away not only your one gift, but also something else that was meaningful to you. Now Christmas is over, and there's no gifts in the house anymore. You okay with that?
I'm okay with it, knowing that somebody else walked away having a good Christmas.
Wow.
Shaletta,
where does that come from? Mom, you raised this boy well.
Baby, let me tell you something. It ain't me, because I don't even know Jesus like that. I'm going to just tell you right now, I ain't that good of a Christian. Because what did I tell you when you said, I'm giving away my Kyries? He can tell you what I said.
She said, no, go put those back in the house. You're not giving those away.
Wow.
Because I knew what he had done to earn them. I knew what kind of time it took. You know, tickets, parking, going down there waiting, hoping in a prayer that he would be kind enough to take a moment to just give us a little scribble on the shoe. Cause I knew what it, I was like, give him the snowboard. We don't even know these people. And he was like, Mom, really? No, I want to give him away. And my husband was like, leave him alone. If that's what he wants to do, let him do it.
That's Sean, a husband of yours. He's
a good man.
You guys are doing it right.
Yes.
So, Shaletta, describe, and Andrew, you can jump in. What was it like down there with those folks yesterday? We saw the pictures and some of the videos, but set the stage for us.
It was kind of sad seeing all those people, like, having their home burned down, just sitting on buses with barely anything, any of their possessions left. They had nothing.
It was just terrible. And I saw the mothers. You know, the mothers were leaving their children on the bus so they wouldn't be cold. And they were going out there along that fence over there by the Normandy, and they were picking up Pampers and clothes and coats and shoes. You know, and we got on the buses while Andrew was looking for a kid to give his stuff to. And all these kids were sitting there by themselves. And I'm like, where are your parents? You know, why are you alone? But then I realized the mothers were out trying to survive, you know, going through things to bring something back to their children so they wouldn't have nothing. And that was just, it was just heartbreaking for me.
Andrew, how old are you?
I'm 13.
13. What message would you have for other 13-year-olds or even other parents out there that are listening? What has this taught you about the gift of giving, giving of yourself, giving of your stuff? What message, if any?
Christmas isn't just about getting presents and being happy. It's about being able to give to others and help them out in tough times.
So, he off punishment. Yeah. He off punishment. Yeah, we're going to Foot Locker, and then we're going to go to the Mall of America, and then we're going to get some basketball tickets for something, girl. All that punishment, girl, just gone. I don't even remember what he did that got him on punishment, girl. We are starting from fresh scratch, whatever you want to call it, girl. We are at zero. We are no longer in the red on the punishment.
You need to swing by Minnetonka and go get my mother-in-law, because I told this story at Hanukkah dinner last night.
No, you did not.
Uh-huh. I told what you guys did, and what everybody collectively in Minnesota did, and I specifically told my mother-in-law about the two of you. She goes, we need to go. I need to get that boy a snowboard. She goes, where am I going to find that
girl.
Boy? I said, honey, I will connect you and show
I had a woman on Facebook was like, what size shoe does he wear? I said, ma'am, we don't know you. I will get him some shoes. Thank you.
You know, but good brings good.
It does.
It brings good. And what you guys did, along with the other folks in Minneapolis, who we can't feature everybody on the radio, and St. Paul and wherever they came from, we're grateful that they came out on Christmas Day to help fellow people who were in a tough spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a beautiful thing to see. It was sad, Uncle Paul, to see it. And it was so uplifting to see the generosity of people. Folks had their kids out there. You know, just like my children, I saw Christmas boxes. I saw food. I saw clothes. I saw coats and boots. And you know, they just piled up whoever was at the house for Christmas like we did and just ran over there with whatever they had.
Amazing.
Andrew, tip of the hat. You did good. And by giving away the things you had, you got the biggest gift of all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.